Chapter 15. Iskander shifted back into his dragon form, and I envied him for a moment that he would get to fly home. I wanted to soar among the clouds and clear my head of the terrible battle we'd just fought. It was technically a win, but I didn't feel like I'd won much of anything, except maybe a new nightmare to wake me up in a cold sweat.
"The child is growing stronger," Rodion murmured, as he pressed a soft hand to Aliona's belly. "His heartbeat is powerful."
"The heart of a dragon,"
my wife replied with a smile.
"He will be strong, like his father."
"You've already discovered the gender?" her father asked. "I didn't think you'd be able to tell so soon."
"It was actually Julia who told us,"
she explained.
"She foretold we were having a son."
"Then I imagine she is correct,"
the king declared as he leaned down to hug Aliona.
"Continue to keep me updated as you move on to the next sword."
"Of course, father,"
Aliona replied with a subtle glance in my direction. I offered Rodion my arm, and we clasped forearms. But he seemed to understand my silence. I had a lot on my mind at the moment, and even Rodion didn't seem keen on interrupting my thoughts. The king and Castor climbed onto the white dragon's back, and after a few waves goodbye, they rose into the waning light of evening and headed for the White Jade Temple.
"I'm ready to go home,"
Carmen announced.
"I'm hungry. I need a nice, long bath and lots of sleep,"
Marina groaned.
"Today sucked. Totally sucked,"
Trina agreed. "I think we're all feeling drained," I said, and grimaced. I could sleep for a few days at this point.
"We need to get home so we can get dinner ready,"
Sky said to her mother.
"If Rocco comes, I don't want to miss it."
Oh, shit, I'd forgotten all about the dinner date with Sky's brother. As Aliona opened the portal back to Eurosa, I contemplated my next move. I wanted nothing more than a hot shower and the comfy bed that awaited me at the inn. But I also didn't feel great about leaving Sky to meet up with the brother who had wanted to kill her this morning. Holy hell, was that just this morning? Today had seriously been one long-ass day. I followed Nike, Carmen, and my lovers through the portal, and we stood in front of Carmen and Sky's house just as the sun began to set. While I knew Sky felt the drain of my emotional turmoil, she was also buzzing with excitement at the prospect of getting to know Rocco better. I couldn't blame her, but I was still wary of the Nakin and how he'd treated her upon his arrival. Even though I wanted to sleep for a few decades and forget about my battle, I needed to be there for her. She may only need my moral support, but I was also ready to provide protection. "Will you have enough food for all of us?" I asked suddenly.
"Of course,"
Sky chirped with a wide smile.
"I'll have the staff begin right away."
She rushed inside to start preparations, and I took a deep breath before I started to follow her into the house.
"Lord Evan, you look exhausted,"
Carmen observed as she put a gentle hand on my arm.
"Are you sure you want to stay for dinner?"
"You saw Rocco yesterday," I pointed out. "I don't trust him with her, not yet. He didn't even know what to say when she talked to him this morning after the duel."
"I understand your concern,"
she murmured.
"And I'm grateful you care for my daughter. I truly thought you'd leave once the ceremony was complete." "Lord Evan wouldn't do that,"
Isabella cut in with a frown.
"I know you don't know much about outsiders, but there's so much more to this world than the Nepins in Eurosa, and he's one of the best people out there."
"I'm starting to see that,"
Carmen said, and offered me a small smile.
"I suppose he's doing quite a bit to prove my initial feelings wrong."
"If they weren't good, then yes," I said with a twinge of amusement. "I know dragons have a bad rap, but I try to prove that wrong with everyone I meet. I only want my people safe and happy, and I care deeply for Sky."
"Oh,"
the Nepin woman breathed as she looked around at my lovers.
"You care for her in a certain way."
"I do," I agreed. "Now, let's go see what we can do to prepare for this family reunion dinner." Carmen hesitated, but pressed her lips together and turned around to lead us inside her house. We filed past the living room and into the dining room, where the Nepin staff had already begun to set the table, and the smell of roast turkey filled the air. My stomach growled audibly, and I wondered if some food would help my mood. It usually brightened my day, at least. Over the next half hour, we talked about other battles we'd fought since my arrival in Rama, and Sky was intrigued with the stories of bandits. displacer beasts, and Mohegans. She looked like a kid in a candy store while we described the places we'd gone and the people we'd met.
And he just swooped in and saved you from the stone giants?
She asked the dryads.
Well, first he blew glitter all over everyone.
Polina laughed.
He looked just as surprised as we did when it wasn't fire that escaped his mouth. Glitter?
Carmen corked a curious eyebrow. My healing magic, I explained with a chuckle. I was new to my power at the time.
You do seem to have a better understanding of it now,
Sky pointed out.
You seem to have no trouble with Rocco or, the other fight.
If you thought that was impressive, you should have seen him with the sage, Nike cut in.
The sage?
Sky covered her mouth.
That sounds ominous.
The conversation quickly turned from today's battle to the capture of the Green Glass Sect leader, and I gave Nike a look of gratitude. My fellow noble smiled and continued the conversation while I took a gulp of red wine. Soon my women began swapping stories about how they'd come to join the family, and Sky seemed upset at the appearance of our dinner. I was less upset as I piled what looked like half a turkey onto my plate and chowed down.
So what about the other women?
Sky asked after everyone had started in on their food.
Did they all join after some wild battle?
Naomi attacked us first.
Marina giggled.
She thought we were there to attack Kana, but it was a big misunderstanding.
She had been protecting her city for so long, she had no idea what friends really looked like,
Aliona said with a fond smile.
When we finally helped her put her guard down, she was happy to stay with us.
What about Ravi?
Sky wondered.
Everyone thought phoenixes were extinct. Did you rescue her?
Not exactly, I chuckled. She blew into Hatra like a cannonball and asked us for help with her tribe.
Wait, there's an entire phoenix tribe still alive?
Carmen asked with a surprising degree of interest. Yeah, but they're still staying under the radar, I hedged. Anyway, Valera and I saved them from some echidnas, and then Ravi decided she'd rather be with us too. The conversation came to an abrupt halt as one of the staff walked in and whispered something in Carmen's ear.
Please excuse me,
the Nepin woman said as she rose from the table and followed the other woman out of the dining room. I was mildly curious about the whispered conversation, but I was quickly brought back to the present with Skye's endless enthusiasm.
Oh, I'd love to ask them both so many questions,
Sky chirped.
And Rebecca and Aaliyah, too.
Does that mean you'd like to come with us?
Aliona asked.
Would you?
Polina clasped her hands together and batted her jade eyelashes.
We would totally love it if you did,
Trina added.
It would be so much fun.
Marina grinned and stared at Sky.
I can't think of anywhere else I'd rather be,
the Naiad Nepin replied with a smile.
I love all of you, and being wherever you are feels so right.
Oh.
We all turned to see Carmen's crestfallen face as she stood in the doorway.
You've decided to go then?
Yes, Mother,
Sky confirmed with a nod.
I'm going with Lord Evan and my sisters.
I just didn't think you'd ever actually leave Yerosa,
her mother sighed.
Do you know how badly I've wanted to find adventure?
Sky countered.
I'm not meant to be here, sitting still and waiting for nothing. I have to get out and explore the world. I'm a noble of the sword now, and I have a duty to keep people safe.
There was a moment of dead silence, and I shifted uncomfortably in my chair before Carmen finally released a loud breath.
I know,
she said.
You're meant for much more than the city, and I know a warrior when I see one.
Before any of us could ask what she meant, the Nepin woman turned around and slid the back of her robe down to reveal an intricate tattoo between the nape of her neck and her wings. A collective gasp filled the room as we studied the art on her blue skin. The shape reminded me of a shield, and the ink colored a seriously detailed design in the center. Two swords were crossed in the middle, and the hilts even featured designs that looked like swirls and encrusted jewels.
You have the mark of the Sodala?
Sky gasped.
I do,
her mother replied as she shimmied back into her robe and turned to face us.
You never told me.
Sky couldn't take her eyes off Carmen.
No, I didn't.
Carmen agreed with a shake of her head. I'm sorry, what is the mark of Sodala? I interjected with a frown. I'm lost here.
The Serdala are female warriors,
Lyca explained.
They train for years, and normally one is born into the tribe they fight with.
But if you're from Eurosa, how did you get born into a warrior tribe? I asked.
I wasn't.
Carmen shrugged and looked down at her hands.
I was born in Eurosa, but I sought to defy everything my father wanted for me. I left the city when I was strong enough to fly over the city walls. That was when I met Renfru.
You ran away?
Sky gasped.
Yes, and it was one of the best and worst decisions of my life,
Carmen replied.
I had no idea what I was getting into, and I soon learned I had no skills to protect myself. The Nakin weren't fond of my appearance in your father's life, and they sent several naiads to battle me. When the Serdala women found me, I was battered and felt powerless. So they trained me to fight.
That's incredibly rare,
Lyca murmured.
The Serdala hardly ever welcome someone else into the fold.
They made me promise to use my skill only to fight battles of necessity,
she explained.
And once I was trained, they released me back to the Naiad city where they found me. This time, when the Naiads attacked, I was ready.
You fought them off?
Sky gaped.
Yes, though I made sure I spared their lives,
Carmen answered.
I had no desire to harm anyone, but I knew I couldn't let them dictate my life or my love for Renfru. He was so impressed with my skill, he asked me to marry him and join him in battle.
So you fought with Papa in the war?
Her daughter breathed, and her eyes were so wide it was surprising they hadn't popped out of her head.
How could you keep this a secret?
I never wanted that life for you,
the Nepin woman said as she plopped back into her seat.
Though it seems you were destined to be as much a warrior as I was, and then some.
Why didn't his family like you after that?
Sky wondered.
You kicked ass and helped them win a war.
It will never be enough,
Carmen sighed.
I wasn't a naiad, and I didn't want your father to have a harem. That was all they cared about. I was just shocked to discover Renfru still sought another woman after everything I'd done to be with him.
You've been through a lot,
Isabella said as tears glistened in her eyes.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's not anyone's fault but mine and Renfru's,
the older Nepin said, with a grim smile before she looked at Sky.
I never wanted to taint the perfect image you had of your father.
Well, if he was a jerk, he was a jerk,
Sky retorted.
You're my mother, and I'd like to say I wouldn't have looked at you differently, but I understand. I was too young to accept that Papa wasn't a good husband to you.
That means so much.
Carmen swallowed back tears as she kept her gaze locked on her daughter. Then a knock at the door stopped everyone in their tracks.
I'll get it,
Sky sang out as she shoved her chair back. I stood up and quietly followed her to the door. I knew it was likely Rocco, and while Sky was still excited at the prospect of getting to know her brother, I was still on the fence. He was late for dinner, and I wasn't sure what his reason was just yet, but I'd sure find out. Sky yanked the door open to reveal the Nakin, and it seemed he'd cleaned up for the occasion. Gone were the battle leathers, and they'd been replaced by a silky blue tunic and brown trousers. His sword still hung from his belt, but I couldn't fault him for that. Did I miss dinner? He nearly whispered.
No,
Sky replied as she grabbed his hand.
Come in.
She pulled her brother inside, and I stepped out of the way as she dragged him to the dining room. Rocco looked like a deer caught in the headlights when Sky guided him to the seat next to hers, and he looked at his empty plate and the food in the middle of the table with obvious conflict.
Go ahead and get some food, Rocco,
Carmen said with a small smile.
I'm sure you're hungry after the duel this morning.
Yes, ma'am, he replied in a soft voice. The Nakin carefully set food on his plate while Sky practically vibrated in the seat next to him, and she stared at the food for nearly a minute before the Naiad Nepin burst at the seams.
Are you going to eat?
She asked.
It's really good.
I'm sorry, Rocco sighed. I'm so sorry, Sky. I just... Oh, gods, I'm a terrible person. Why? I demanded. Was he about to admit some awful new plan to get the Sword of Youth back from his sister? Would I have to kill her brother even after I'd spared his life this morning?
"'Because I challenged her to the duel,' he moaned, and put his face in his hands. "'I had no idea she was so... kind.' "'What do you mean?' I pressed, though my wariness had slowly shifted into curiosity. "'Growing up, I had Uncle Raphael to teach me about the world,' Rocco explained. "'He knew everything about everyone in the lake. "'And he was always right.' He told me a bully would only leave me alone if I kicked his ass, so I did, and he quit. He told me a girl would kiss me if I made the first move, and he was right about that, too.
So what does that have to do with me?
Sky asked as she cocked her head to the side and frowned. He said you were a stuck-up snob who would never be able to train on my level, her brother replied. He said you and your mother knew who I was and didn't care about me.
Oh. Raphael was always mean son of a bitch,
Carmen grunted and pursed her lips.
Even when the other Nacken would at least tolerate my presence, it was hateful and cruel.
He used to kick my ass every day, Rocco sighed. He said it would make me tougher, and he was right about that too, I guess.
Sounds like a prick, I grumbled.
So he told you about the challenge? Yeah, the Nacken confirmed. He said I could go challenge her, and it'd be a piece of cake because there was no way Skye could match my skills, so she'd probably just concede the duel anyway.
Well, I didn't know everything about the sword yet, but I wouldn't have done that.
Skye giggled.
I think my mother would confirm. My stubbornness wouldn't have allowed it.
Indeed,
Carmen murmured with a smile.
A trait she undoubtedly gained from her father. Your father.
An awkward pause hung in the air before Skye cleared her throat.
Listen, Rocco, my mom didn't know about you,
she said.
I could tell from the look on her face when you told us who you were. I don't know much about this Raphael character, but it seems he misled you.
He's your uncle, too, Rocco pointed out with a grimace. I'm sorry, again. He is your uncle, but he's also, as Lord Evan put it, a prick. He was right about a lot of things, but this isn't one of them. You're obviously not a snob who didn't want anything to do with me, and your mom isn't a conceited noble who pretended I didn't exist. He was just wrong. Or lying. Maybe both, I don't know.
I don't know which one either,
Carmen said carefully.
What I do know is if I had known you existed, I would have tried my best to let you two grow up together. It's not fair that you missed out on a lifetime of a sibling relationship.
You would have? Rocco's eyes widened in surprise. I thought because the Nacken hated you that...
That I would have hated you too?
The Nepin woman finished with a knowing smile.
No, you were a child, and you had no say in how you came to exist. Yes, I know your tribe hated me, and apparently some of them still do. But none of that is your fault or Skye's. I would have let you know each other if Raphael had allowed it.
He probably wouldn't have anyway, the Nacken scoffed. I have no idea why he despises you both so much.
Raphael has despised me for many years,
Carmen chuckled.
Though I'm surprised his hatred extended far enough to keep you away from Skye.
He must have known you had Renfrew's sword.
Leica chimed in.
He knew there wouldn't be a way to get it back without the challenge.
So he spent years brainwashing Rocco into hating his own sister and her mom to get the sword back? I cringed at the thought.
The noble swords are not only valuable, but they command respect, Nike explained. It wouldn't be too surprising that someone would care more about it than about tearing apart the family. Raphael always said family was important, Rocco insisted. He said that's part of why he hated what our father had done because it disrespected the family of the tribe, so I'd have to earn it back for all of us.
Sounds dramatic, I said with a frown.
He has a flair for drama, the Nacken agreed. He's going to be furious when I don't return with the sword.
So don't go back,
Skye replied and shrugged her shoulders.
You don't owe him anything after finding out he lied to you for so long.
He's already so lonely, Rocco said, and ran his fingers through his dark hair. I don't know what he'd do without me.
Is he still single?
Carmen asked suddenly.
He never married, if that's what you mean, Rocco shrugged. I saw him take a few lovers, but no one ever stuck around once they experienced his temper.
Ah, then he's probably mad I chose Renfro,
she sighed.
I met them both when I entered at the Lake of Avmoon, but Raphael was angry even as a teenager, and I had no interest in him, despite his interest in me.
Ah, so Mama Carmen was a hot young nippin,
Trina giggled.
It all makes sense now.
I did all right,
Carmen chuckled.
So, you don't hate me?
Rocco asked and looked at Sky with pleading eyes.
I couldn't hate you,
his sister replied with a smile.
You're my brother, and I'm glad you found your way to me, even if it was a little messed up at first. We have it figured out, right?
Right, he agreed, as the first real smile we'd seen stretched across his bronze face. Now I feel like I can eat. The siblings began to chat about a wide variety of topics, from favorite foods to worst subjects in school, and I had to laugh as they realized how much they had in common, despite growing up in two completely different worlds. I watched in awe as Rocco's guarded expression finally became more open and loving toward his sister, and something told me it would all turn out just fine. She was happy, he was happy, and even Carmen watched with the maternal look of unparalleled love. After over an hour of conversation, I finally had my fill of dinner and dessert and sat back in my chair with a sigh of contentment. The food had done its job to ease my belly and my mind, and I was sure seeing my newest lover filled with joy had helped too.
Oh, Lord Devon, I just realized it's getting late,
Sky said with a frown.
Do I need to pack?
We aren't leaving until tomorrow, I replied, and pecked her on the cheek. You two need to catch up, and I need a good night's sleep.
Maybe we have time for a few rounds in the backyard, then?
She asked, and smiled mischievously. Rounds of what? Rocco asked in confusion.
Battle,
his sister giggled.
No challenges, except I think I might be able to give you a run for your money.
Oh, you're on, the Nacken laughed.
I've got to see this,
Laika snickered.
Me too,
Isabella agreed. Nike and my lovers followed Sky and Rocco out to the yard as Carmen and I sat in the finally quiet room.
You aren't going to watch?
Carmen asked after I didn't move. I will, I sighed. I just wanted to catch my breath for a minute. It's been a wild day.
That it has,
she agreed, before she cocked her head to the side.
You truly care about my daughter?
Yes, I confirmed and sat up. And not only as a noble of the sword, but as a woman. She's smart as a whip, brave, strong, and, of course, beautiful. I can't believe the Nepin men here were dumb enough to let her be alone.
They didn't understand her,
Carmen explained.
Not her free spirit, not her will to fight, and definitely not her desire to be more than just some man's wife.
She looked at me with the mother-in-law look I'd expected to see at some point, and I couldn't help but chuckle. Carmen was apparently just as much of a warrior as Sky, even if neither of them had been prepared to discover it, and she would do anything to protect her daughter. I have no desire to hold her back from being whatever she wants to be, I assured her. I know harems aren't your thing, and to be honest, I wasn't sure they were my thing either. Aliona introduced me to this life in a way that made it more than just having a bunch of women who throw themselves at my feet every day. I love each of my women, and they love me and each other. There are no secrets, no hidden desires, just honest to the gods' love.
Do you really love Sky as much as you love the other women in your harem?
She pressed. I do, I confirmed. And harem isn't even the right word for what we share. We prefer to call it our family. In fact, the women call each other sisters of the heart. It's unlike anything I've ever known, and it's bound our souls together forever.
Including Sky Soul?
Carmen blinked rapidly and seemed surprised. Yes. I neglected to provide the details of how our souls created the bridge. She knows every part of me, and I know her.
And you're going to take her on these wild adventures around the world?
The Nepin woman asked, though a smile twitched on the corners of her mouth. Yeah, just like she's begging to do, I chuckled. I know she'll be happy.
I think you're right,
she murmured.
But I do have one request, Lord Evan.
Of course, I said, and dipped my head.
You have to protect my little girl,
Carmen whispered.
She's never known a life outside these walls, and she'll need you.
Nothing will harm Skye, I vowed. I'll keep her safe forever. And no matter where our next quests took us, I knew I would keep my promise. End of book 16.